From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term. In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead.
We strengthened our alliances. With our new defense guidelines, Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats.
The president addressed an estimated 1,000 people at the National Cultural Hall. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed regret Tuesday that a vulgar comment he made came across as a personal attack against U.S. President Barack Obama. The White House canceled an Obama meeting with Mr. Duterte. Afghan security forces killed three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in the Shari Nah area of the capital city. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News says the fight took place near the town of Al-Rai on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. The paper says soldiers were killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks in the village of Wukuf. It said two members of the Turkey-backed Free Syria Army were killed and two were wounded during the operation. This is VOA News. UN investigators say the recent resurgence of war in Syria is crushing hopes for peace in that country. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The four-member commission finds a marked surge in fighting, with casualties mounting at an alarming rate and civilians unable to flee from daily airstrikes, leaving Syrians in a state of despair. It says the cessation of hostilities agreement in February resulted in a short period of calm, which gave rise to hopes a political settlement to the five-year conflict could be attained. The report, however, says the lull in the fighting gave way to relentless attacks and sieges against civilians by all warring parties, which show no signs of abating. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
9 weeks from Election Day, the U.S. presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appears to have narrowed to a virtual dead heat. A CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton by a 45% to 43% margin, while a collection of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics gives her about a 3 percentage point lead. With two other candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, included in the polling, Clinton's margin narrows somewhat. The UN Security Council is considering a response to North Korea's firing of three medium-range missiles. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told reporters Tuesday that the council condemned the last launches in August and would probably respond the same way this time. The 15-nation council met behind closed doors at the urgent request of the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. The EU observer mission in Gabon is questioning results from Upper Aguyu province, a Bongo stronghold where the incumbent president officially won 95% of the vote, with a 99% voter turnout. The opposition has said the vote tallies in the province were inflated. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will visit the U.S. next week. The visit comes as the U.S. considers lifting or easing more of the sanctions against the Southeast Asian nation. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said NATO membership remains a strategic goal and an unwavering course for his country. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of Ukraine's new parliament session Tuesday, Mr. Poroshenko said his government has reached an unprecedented and very close level of cooperation with alliance members. He said cooperation with NATO will continue to raise, expand, and deepen until Ukraine fully meets the membership criteria. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.